Waltrip to the Road Rage, you want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627. I'll take your calls this segment. By all means, get on in and make your calls on what's going to happen. I see, I'm on the text line now. I'm seeing Belmont still wins this game. Everyone loving Ramona, driving off the road, greatest thing ever. Of course, except for one guy who, you know, doesn't like anything. But
there's always one guy.
Yeah, there always is.
There's a couple people out there that don't like me at all, remember?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, what are you going to do? You know, there's always some stick in the mud, and you got them. But thanks for your contribution, Texter 706. But the tweets and texts are endless on loving it, Ramona. So you have a huge fan base, Ramona, on your yearly tournament reveal. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627, and you can join the conversation. Let me wrap up the bracket discussion. And people have asked some questions about certain teams as well. And we'll get to that. I was asked about Houston. Look, Houston's really good. I mean, they're a 31-3 team. They want to play up and down. They're a team that relies heavily on the three. They've beaten good teams throughout the course of the year. I believe they beat LSU earlier in the year, which is a really good win. And they have a number of those type of wins. Houston's very legitimate. Houston's going to be a tough out. I think Houston absolutely could come out of the Midwest region. I'm not picking them to do so, but I did advance them, three rounds. I had them winning the opener against Georgia State, beating Iowa State, and then I have them beating Wofford because I moved Wofford along today. So that's where I stand on Houston. That texter's asking me whether I think Houston could advance all the way to the title. Yes, they could. I mean, it's perfectly conceivable. They're good enough to get to the Final Four. And if you know, and at that point, who's to say no? So, you know, we'll see what they do in that region. But I expect them to play well. And I think they're well coached. I mean, obviously there are a lot of Kelvin Sampson jokes running around, but I think they're a well-coached basketball team. I'll give you my Final Four, my ultimate breakdown, after we get to Clemson Dad. Let me get to Clemson Dad first. Go ahead, Ramona. You put them up. Clemson Dad.
Hey,
hey, Clemson Dad. How are you? Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm just going to give you my picks for the Final Four. Yeah. Out of the East, I'll pick Duke if Zion stays healthy and doesn't get hurt. I mean, it's amazing how much of a difference he makes when he's on the floor for that team. I don't know what you think about that.
Well, I mean, I think Duke could certainly come out of the region. I mean, I picked Duke to come out of the region. I'm not confident about it because they don't shoot the ball well. I mean, it's the worst perimeter shooting Duke team I've seen, which makes them suspect. I mean, this is a Duke team the likes of which we've never seen. This is a Duke team that relies on beating people to the rim and their explosive athleticism. There's never been a Duke team like that. I mean,
exactly.
You know, so it's a foreign concept in watching them play. They're heavily reliant on three players. If they lose any of those three players for any reason, their season's over. But they have a shot because they have great talent. Yep. They have a shot. I mean,
would you say he's the key one if they lose, though, Walt? If they lose Zion, is he the key one that they can't lose?
Well, I don't think they can lose any of those three guys. I think they lose any of the three and they're done. I think Zion is the best player, but the guy they maybe can least afford to lose is Jones at point guard. They can't really lose any of those guys for any reason if they have designs on winning the title. I don't think they're going to win the title because I just don't think they shoot the ball well enough. But I could see them getting to the Final Four. If it winds up being Duke and LSU in that region as I have it, I think you'll have an incredible game.
Yeah, should be good. All right, out of the West,
And by the way, one of the reasons is LSU has the length and athleticism to pose Duke trouble at the rim.
True that. All right, this is crazy because they struggled today, but out of the West, I'll take Florida State. I think they got the size and they get their heads right. They got the ability, but I guess we'll find out.
Well, again, they beat Gonzaga last year, and, you know, and I think you're going to wind up with that same game. This time, Gonzaga will have Killian Tilly back, which I think will make a difference. And we'll see. I mean, a lot of people are picking that. We had multiple people, I think, pick Florida State to come out of that region the other day. I think maybe Kelly, Brad, and Quark. I don't know. Maybe they all picked Florida State to come out of that region. In fact, I'm thinking that maybe that's what happened. So I don't see it that way. I think Gonzaga's going to beat Florida State. I just think they have too much skill to lose to Florida State again. It's a revenge game, and I think they'll take care of business against Florida State. We'll see.
All right, here's my crazy pick out of the South. Well, I think St. Mary's, I know they're a number 11 seed, but why not? They've been playing pretty good at the end of the year. I know they struggled at times this year, but they did beat Gonzaga. So.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
You got to have something crazy happen, right? Sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's perfectly conceivable. I think St. Mary's is a team that really controls tempo. They have a solid post player in Hunter who they can run their offense through, play inside out. They're going to use the whole shot clock. They're going to make you defend for the whole clock.
They're hard to figure.
Well, look, we'll see how that strategy works for you. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to not pick the best team out of that league. But a lot of that is matchups and brackets, so we'll see.
Well, what's funny about them, correct me if I'm wrong, seems like early February they lost to Gonzaga by like 40-something points, then turn around in the championship and beat them by, what, almost 20 or something? So.
I think it was about a 10-point game, and I just don't think for whatever reason, I think Gonzaga just flatlined. I don't know. Maybe they had won too many games in a row. Maybe it's the familiarity. Maybe it's that they had already beat St. Mary's by 48 previously. No concern. We'll see. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong. St. Mary's has a style of play. If they can impose their style of play, they can present problems for anybody because they have multiple ball handlers. That was one of the things that Gonzaga struggled with. They have multiple ball handlers, which makes it easier for them to impose their will on people.
Right.
And that's what they did to Gonzaga. When Gonzaga got behind there, the fact that St. Mary's had two guys who could handle and make free throws really hurt them down the stretch of that game.
Yep. All right, now the Midwest. Well, I'll pick North Carolina as much as it pains me to do so. But I do think out of that side, I think Wofford can make a little noise for a couple games anyway. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, again, I think Wofford shoots the ball incredibly well. McGee is sensational. And I think that now that P.J. Washington is apparently not going to play for Kentucky, I think that changes that matchup. And I think it changes it in Wofford's favor. I was not inclined to pick Wofford against an elite team. And maybe I'll regret doing this, but I changed that game today. It's the only game I changed when I actually made my official entry. And I picked Wofford to beat Kentucky. So I just think they shoot the ball so well. In a game that has become more and more about shooting the ball, Wofford probably shoots it better than anybody in the tournament.
It's amazing, isn't it? A little small school like that. But yeah. All right, well, my take on it, Walt. I enjoyed the conversation.
Thank you, Clemson Dad. Appreciate the phone call.
All right, have a good evening.
Yeah, look. Give me Nashville guy, Ramona. Nashville guy,
hey,
Walt.
How's it going?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, good, Walt. Yeah. All right, so I don't know a whole lot about basketball. Somehow I've only missed one game so far. I've missed a Louisville-Minnesota game. But I'm going to be quick. instead of the Final Four, I'm going to give you my Elite Eight and kind of get your comments on it. I missed most of the show today, but I'm in now. I have Duke, Michigan State, Florida State, Michigan, UVA, Tennessee, North Carolina, and Houston going to my Elite Eight. I can't expand much. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I love listening to you break it down and learning a whole lot about it. You're really good at what you do. But,
well, I appreciate that.
But just curious, and I'm kind of nervous about my Florida-Nevada pick. I picked Florida, but I'm not sure about that. I'm wondering your comments on that game.
Yeah,
but, love it, Walt. Wish I could be there. Can't come out for obvious reasons, but have a good one.
Thank you, Zach. Appreciate the call. Yeah, look, I think there's a very realistic Elite Eight, and in terms of Florida and Nevada, look, I think that's going to be a war. I mean, Florida has played better basketball late in the year, and I think they're going to give Nevada everything they can handle. Nevada to me enters this tournament in a similar sort of mental state to LSU. It's hard to know what's going on. You know, you had the fiasco with Utah State. Then, you know, you're talking about your best player who has an Achilles issue. You know, he's allegedly going to play. I think that game's going to be very physical and very tough. And I'm picking Nevada based on what I saw from them last year and based on the fact I just think they're the more talented team. I think it's somewhat similar to sort of the LSU-Yale game in that if Nevada can get past this first game, then I think they become exceedingly dangerous. Because, listen, Nevada is talented enough to go to the Final Four. Nevada is a really gifted basketball team. I mean, they have big-time players on that team, big-time talent. They have length, they have athleticism, they have physicality, and they're well-coached. I mean, would I be shocked if Nevada wound up in the Final Four? No. No, in fact, again, when I gave my list of like 7-8 teams or whatever it was that could win the tournament, Nevada was one of them on my initial list. Then they had that blow-up game, and it made me wonder about their mental state. But I'm sort of back on them now. I'm sort of back on Nevada. I think that first game, though, is going to be a very tough test. And no, I would not be shocked if Florida won the game and knocked them out. Just like I wouldn't have been shocked if Yale had knocked out LSU. I didn't think it would happen, but I think that the people who thought that it would gave legitimate reasons for why it might. I think that Kelly and Kwok and Brad all had very legitimate reasons for why Yale had a shot to beat LSU. And as you saw it play out today, they did. That could have happened. It didn't in this case. I opted to go with the fact they had six top 100 players, and I just thought that the talent would eventually win out in that game, and maybe it did. I mean, they sort of controlled the game. They had the lead for most of the game, but wound up holding on late. And again, had they missed any free throws down the stretch and gone choky choke as Belmont did, then you might have had a different outcome. Let me tell you about my friends at MyBookie. Brackets, first round upsets, the Final Four. March Madness is here. It's time to bet with the best at MyBookie. Would you rather sit at your office desk or call in sick and binge on NCAA tournament games and junk food? Like, that's even a choice. Sometimes it feels good to be bad, especially when it's with someone you trust. And if you're looking for a place to get in on the action, you can trust MyBookie. They've been in business for years. They're growing like wildfire. The best part is they pay out fast. So when you call that 12 over 5 upset this year, make sure to celebrate. You'll be pocketing cold hard cash. Look, March Madness is the most exciting action-packed sporting event of the year. Even grandmas fill out a bracket. Place your bets with MyBookie now before you miss out. MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Only at MyBookie.ag. Do it today. You'll thank me later. Quick break. You want in on the conversation? Now would be the perfect time to call. 654-7627. We'll be right back.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
You've heard folks talk about the sauce at Joe's New York Pizza. I'm here to tell you it is the sauce that makes the lasagna so great. Believe me, I know lasagna, and Joe's New York Pizza lasagna is my favorite. Their homemade marinara sauce, beef, ricotta, and mozzarella cheese loaded with their special spices. The lasagna at Joe's New York Pizza, which comes with a salad and those famous garlic knots, is where it's at. Seneca or Clemson, make it Joe's New York Pizza for lasagna with the sauce.
Who's ready to travel? Spring means warmer weather, and warm weather means travel time. Why not travel on a set of Yokohama radial tires from Steve's Tire and Service in Easley? Steve's Tire and Service is going to be offering up to $100 mail-in rebate on Yokohama radial tires April 1st through 30th. The Avid family and the Gelander family are among this rebate, so get on over to Steve's Tire in Easley today. Call them at 859-1361 or check them out online, stscnow.com.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get two Audible originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else, plus a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs, all with our commitment-free guarantee. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is on us.
Did you know that Clemson University is the only school in the South that makes blue cheese? It ages 6 months on campus and is salted, scraped, and packaged by hand. Recently, it won fourth in its class at the U.S. Championship Cheese Contest, and we hope it's a winner in your kitchen, too. Find it at most Upstate Ingles and select Bilo's and family-owned stores across the Carolinas. Look for hoops, wheels, wedges, dressing, and crumbles. Ask for it by name or order online at clemsonbluecheese.com. A cookbook and tailgate party packs are also available.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takuchi Compact Equipment at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Takuchi sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Made from scratch food goes perfectly with ice-cold beer. And at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville, there's something on the menu for every fan's appetite. Plus savory shareables like the new loaded tots, topped with a sunny side up egg to satisfy the whole table. The perfect sidekick is a featured rotating tap, served at a frosty 29 degrees in a 22-ounce man-size mug. Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
The whole world gone crazy!
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Company always on the run. Destiny.
Welcome to the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from Twin Peaks home of the 29-degree draft beer, beautiful women, 80 high-definition monitors. It's the place to watch all the NCAA tournament action. The food's the biggest surprise of the whole deal. And they have a new smoker, so they're making ribs and Thai ribs and pulled pork and all sorts of things. So come on out and try it for yourself at Twin Peaks. You know, I haven't been watching this game at all. I'm going to have to watch this game tonight. Or maybe not, because Murray State is kicking the living crap out of Marquette. Murray State is killing Marquette. Murray State is up 60-42 on Marquette. I thought this would be a close game, sort of a mano deal between Morant and Howard. Well, Morant's holding up his end, but he's getting help from teammates, too, in part because he involves teammates. Here's Morant's box score so far. You want to know what efficiency is? He has 15 points on 7 shot attempts. 15 points on 7 shot attempts. He has 11 assists and 7 rebounds. Meanwhile, Howard, who is perfectly capable of going for 50 on any night, and he's perfectly capable of shooting you out, is tonight shooting you out. Howard is 7 of 20, and if Howard goes 7 of 20, Marquette is not going to win. The next most shots for any Marquette player, 10. And after that, 6-3-2 for the starters. So Howard's basically taken, 12, 18. He's taken the same amount of shots as the rest of the starters. Howard has 20 shots. The other starters have 21. So, you know, this is the danger with Howard. When Howard is on, he can lead Marquette over anybody. And when he's off, as he is today, he can shoot you out. Meanwhile, Morant is just playing his total, complete game, as he always does, filling the stat sheet in every category. And as a result, Murray State is just beating Marquette's brains in. So there's that. So I'm going to have that wrong because I had Marquette.
Yeah, you had that. That's right. You did, because you fussed at me for taking the other people.
I don't think I fussed at you for taking Murray State, because I thought that game was going
to
be a toss-up.
You know how you like to tell everybody how wrong I am.
No, I don't believe I did that in that case. In that case, I don't believe I did that. 18-7 Murray State.
Not in the
second half here. Okay, so in other words, it's a fantasy of yours. It's an invention.
What? No, you didn't.
It didn't really happen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You like to tell people I'm wrong. Well, I mean, it doesn't matter what instance we're talking about.
Well, I mean, look, in some cases, you didn't even get the team right. Northeastern,
yeah,
Northwestern,
I know. I was trying to do the whole thing on them, too. Yeah. But I didn't.
All right. but I did appreciate hearing from Will Wade, because I think that's the first the public has gotten to hear from Will Wade, right?
Oh, yeah. It was on the dark web, the regular web.
The dark web, yeah, because up till now, the Will Wade audio has been unavailable. We've only been privy to a transcript of what Will Wade said.
Exactly.
We have not heard the actual audio until today.
That's right.
Found that on the dark, dark web.
I did. It was the dark web.
Yeah, dark, dark web. Yeah. I would think so. Yeah, very dark. Very, very, very dark.
It was the darkest of webs.
Yeah, it's the darkest web. It's the darkest. It's the absolute darkest web. Yeah. All right, to my NCAA Final Four. In the East, I had Duke, although I'm having second thoughts. I'm thinking maybe I should add LSU. I really believed in LSU.
If you did LSU. You don't even like Duke.
I know. I don't know what I was doing. I don't know what I was thinking there. I don't know what I was thinking there. But I went Duke over LSU there.
You did get a little offended because I called Zion a baby.
Yeah, I did. You know, I'm actually a well-known Duke fan.
I noticed that.
People all over.
You made a closet Duke fan.
We're widely known. Widely known as a Duke fan.
By the way,
Kansas crushed Northeastern, the artist formerly known as Northwestern, 87-53.
That's why. Because I got it wrong. It wasn't Northwestern. Yeah, it was Northeastern.
I believe you had them advancing. Yeah, it would have been much different had it been Northwestern. Now, I don't know if that's a sign that Kansas is suddenly better than we thought they were because it's the NCAA tournament. I guess we'll find out, because I have not been a believer in Kansas at all. So I don't know where that came from today. Maybe Northeastern just sucks, as was evident by that score. I have not seen much of that game, to be honest. In the West, I had Gonzaga. So I had to come down to Gonzaga and Duke on that side of the bracket, which is a rematch of the game played earlier this year. Do you know how many teams beat Duke at full strength this year, Ramona?
No, I do not.
When Duke was at full strength, I'm saying. Do you know how many times beat Duke? One, Gonzaga. The only game Duke lost all year at full strength was to Gonzaga. And the interesting thing is the team that wasn't at full strength in that game was Gonzaga, who was missing Killian Tilly. If we get the predicted rematch, Killian Tilly will be playing this time. I think Gonzaga has too much. I just think they have too much for Duke. I think Duke has three really good players, four really good players, I guess, and nothing else after that. You never really know with Cam Reddish whether he's going to be a really good player from one night and a really bad player on another night, but he's the only guy on that team who can make a jump shot, and so that's why you need him, because none of those other guys you can trust from three-point range. But the thing with Gonzaga is they just have so much length, they're so skilled, and they have positional answers at every spot. You know, you have Perkins at point, who's a top 10, 12 point guard. You have Norville at two, who's a top 10, 12 two guard. And then the baseline is clearly the best in the country with Hachimura, with Clark, and now with Killian Tilly back. I mean, that's clearly the best baseline in the country. So I think when you look at Gonzaga, I still think this. I think they have more answers than anyone else. And I think Hachimura is such a freak. I don't think people fully understand what a freak he is. You know, at 6'8", 6'9", his arms are like 10 feet long, and there's nothing he can't do on a basketball court. So I think that I like Gonzaga in that matchup. And then in the South, I had Virginia. Again, look, my pick preseason was Gonzaga over Virginia. And by the way, we are in a massive preseason roll, going all the way back to baseball season when we hit everybody except the NL East. We even hit the Oakland A's as a wild card team. We had all the wild cards. And then in the we picked Clemson before the season in football. And then we picked the Rams to play the Patriots prior to the season. Hit both teams with the Patriots winning. Hit the whole thing. So we're on some sort of massive roll in terms of our preseason projections. Now, in addition to that, we're 27-6 in the college football totals the last 2 years prior to the season. So we'll find out whether we stay on that roll or whether we fizzle. But I had Gonzaga playing Virginia and beating Virginia prior to the season, and I don't see any reason to change that. I have Virginia coming out of the South. It's the first time ever I have advanced Virginia to a Final Four. I have never done it before, not in this era anyway. And I have never believed in anything that Bennett was doing come tournament time. I was not surprised at their demise last year. Was I surprised they lost in round one? Sure. I didn't necessarily see that coming. But I never believe in Virginia. I always X out Virginia. This is the first time ever I believe in them. And I believe in them for two reasons. One, revenge, because I just think the embarrassment of losing to a 16 seed is going to have them hyper-ready for this tournament. But the primary reason is DeAndre Hunter, because I am of the opinion that Hunter may be better than R.J. Barrett as a pro. I think DeAndre Hunter is a freak, and I think he's just beginning to fill out. He reminds me of Scottie Pippen. I said that before the year, except I think he's more advanced offensively at a similar stage. But he does all of those same things. He's a tremendous defender. You can put him on anybody. They have size in the post, so they have 10 fouls plus to give, and they can shoot the ball. You know, I think, and furthermore, Jerome has some toughness. The one guy I wonder about sometimes is Kyle Guy, because I think he's the worst defensive player on that team, and he's the one sort of weak link on that side of the ball, but he's such an effective shooter that I think he makes up for it to a large degree. And when you have Jerome and you have Guy and you have Hunter and you have 10 fouls in the post, and I think there's a lot of things to like about this team. What they're going to have to do is they're going to have to improve their margin of victory, because you can't make it through a tournament winning every game by 5 points, as has been the Virginia way in the past. You have to have a built-in margin of error. The team that ultimately wins this thing, they win by 20, they win by 20, they win by 20, they win by 12, they win by 8, they win by 4. That's the way it works. You know, maybe one close game, maybe two close games, but the rest of them have to be comfortable wins, because even statistical probability tells you that your chances of winning 6 straight games by 5 points is like, doesn't exist. And if you're the favorite and you're involved in 5-point games, at the end of the game, the pressure switches to you. And that's been Virginia's problem, that style of play. Now, I think they're a little more capable of looking for early offense this year, and I think they're going to have a better built-in margin of victory, but it remains to be seen. Lion-Eye Jay has joined the festivities. Sit with them, Jay. And then in the Midwest, I went to Auburn. It was sort of a default process. I came down really to Auburn and North Carolina, and I would not be surprised if North Carolina won that game. My original thought was North Carolina. Then I switched it to Auburn, and then I switched it back. So, or I thought about switching it back, but didn't. I stuck with Auburn. You know, Auburn's going to have something to prove. North Carolina hasn't started in the tournament yet. Look, I knew the first game, New Mexico State, was going to be a tough out. When I saw the bracket come out, that was my immediate concern. I thought that would be a close game. It was. And I would think that I hope that Auburn had their scare. I hope that that's sort of their wake-up call and they had their scare. But we'll see. We'll see. They had a comfortable lead late in that game and let it disintegrate. And when New Mexico State pressured them full court, Auburn struggled with it. And they also sort of self-destructed in those last few minutes of that game. They'll have to be a lot better than that moving forward. In fact, they'll have to be a lot better than that next game, because, again, Kansas looked very good today, which is a big surprise to me. So we'll see. But I had Auburn coming out of that Midwest region. So I had Auburn playing Virginia, and I had Virginia winning that game, which brings me to my national championship game preseason of Gonzaga and Virginia. And I just don't see any reason to back off of that. Just like I didn't see any reason to back off of the Rams and the Patriots, I don't see any reason to back off of this. I think Gonzaga is the best team in the country. And I think Virginia is the second best team in the country. You know, here's the dilemma with Virginia. You know, I gave out those numbers early in the year about ACC teams the last 2 years. I mean, let this sink in for a minute. You want to understand the dominance of Virginia in the ACC? They are 60-6 the last 2 years. 60-6. And they lose to Maryland, Baltimore County by 20 in the first round. I mean, that's the dilemma with Virginia. That's the puzzle. I mean, how do you explain that? You know, and just for example, the next best record in the ACC over those 2 years is Duke at 58-13, which isn't close to 60-6. And then there's North Carolina at 53-17, which isn't remotely close to 60-6. I mean, 60-6 and 53-17, I mean, you got a 9-game advantage in the loss column. You know, it's an enormous edge, and which would be 4.5 in real life. No, this is how dominant Virginia's been, and you have to wonder, and look, I guess you don't have to wonder, because we know why it hasn't translated. It's the reasons that I've talked about for years. It's why I've never liked them. DeAndre Hunter changes that for me. I think he changes the equation for Virginia. And my expectation is that Virginia takes care of business. And we wind up with the Zags of Virginia. And, you know, Gonzaga had trouble when they played St. Mary's in this last game, because St. Mary's controlled tempo and was able to play their style of game. You have to wonder whether perhaps Virginia could do the same thing to them. I still think the problem that Virginia will have in that game is that Gonzaga has such incredible length and athleticism that I think they can just shoot right over Virginia. That's why I think when this thing winds up, I think it will be Gonzaga and Virginia, and I think the Zags will cut down the nets. And they've been close before, and I think it's their time. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. We're live from Twin Peaks. Come see us. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. This is Don Munson for Engineered Sleep, 627 Congrey Road in Greenville. I'm almost embarrassed to tell you, for over 30 years, my wife and I slept on the same mattress. Well, thank heaven for Engineered Sleep. We went to their showroom and had a custom mattress built to our specs for half the cost. Our sleep has never been so good. So if you want the best night's sleep possible, go see the fine folks at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congrey Road in Greenville, or check out their website, engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Samantha Porter, environmental educator, ready to encourage you. Pizza boxes, shipping and packaging boxes, appliance boxes are all examples of cardboard that is easy to recycle. Did you know that every school in Anderson County recycles their cardboard? And you can too. Did you know that cardboard generates the most recycling dollars, which allows our convenience centers to remain open and free to our residents? Anderson County Solid Waste is here to serve and help. 260-1001.
The 2018 model blowout sale rolls on at George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less and travelers less. Like a Ford Escape Titanium with leather and moonroof. Suggested retail at $36,175. Sale priced at just $29,999. We're talking great deals at George Coleman Ford, with four generations of Colemans taking great care of you. The 18 model blowout sale at George Coleman Ford.
Everyone qualifies. Offer good through April 4th, 2019.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in 6 models for every type of lawn. A Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawnmowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now, they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Takes a snap. Here comes Preston. He's hit it long. Xavier Thomas. Hello, number 3.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage, live from Twin Peaks, home of the incredible food, Beautiful women, 29-degree draft beer, 80 high-definition monitors. It's the place to watch all the games. Come hang out with the show, the after party. It's incredible. You know, and now they have the new smoker at Twin Peaks, which means they're doing ribs and they're doing pulled pork and they have Thai ribs. They have all this incredible new food that they never had before. That stuff's all brand new in the last couple weeks. So come on out and enjoy Twin Peaks tonight. Try the barbecued ribs, try the Thai ribs, try the pulled pork. Try it all at Twin Peaks. It's incredible. Incredible. You'll thank me later. You want to get in, I guess there's still time, 654-7627. Ramona, let me hear one more time from Will Wade, because we just got this audio today. Previously, this FBI audio had not been released to the general public. Up until now, it had just been transcript, but now we actually have the FBI audio that Ramona was able to find on the darkest web and bring to the show this afternoon. So Ramona's going with LSU for this reason. Let's hear from Will Wade.
Okay, I went to you with a strong offer about a month ago. Strong. The problem was, I know why I didn't take it now. It was tilted towards the family a little bit. It was tilted towards taking care of the mom, taking care of the kids. Like, it was tilted towards that. Now I know for a fact that you need to explain everything to the mom. I know now he didn't get enough of the piece of the pie in the deal.
Yeah, that's unbelievable work on your part, Ramon. Yeah, I can't believe... You know, it really is. When you hear the audio, it's so much more shocking than the transcript.
Oh, yeah.
It just, you know, it casts it in an entirely different light. And you know, and I give you credit because, you know, it's, you had to go some to break that. I mean, you know, it's,
yeah, we're
not in the breaking news business here on Road Rage, but to scoop everybody else and be the first to actually have the missing Will Wade audio is really something. So, congratulations. That's a job well done there, Ramona. Let me tell you about, Earth Creations and Optinos. You know, I went up to visit Donald and his whole family and travelers. Rest. I thought I was going to like a vitamin shop. This place is football fields and football fields and football fields big. They do all the manufacturing right there. Over 40 years experience in the U.S. Family run business. It's incredible. And the product Optinos is even more incredible. Listen. Optinos is clinically proven to increase your stamina, gain lean muscle, improve your overall physique. Our bodies naturally use only 10 to 25% of the protein we consume for muscle building. With Optinos, use over 70% of the protein for muscle repair and development rather than just being used as fuel. Optinos works on a genetic level, so your body utilizes more carbs and fats for energy and stores protein directly into your muscle tissues. This means that Optinos combines muscle building with increased endurance. This combo means you get in the back into shape faster. Clinical studies prove it. Optinos will let you work out more frequently with much less soreness. You'll be able to run further, bike further, hit the gym harder, do it again tomorrow without a second thought. You'll gain lean muscle. You'll look good. You'll feel good. You'll improve recovery. It's for men and women, all natural. It's proven safe, clinically tested. This is Optinos. And as always, consult your physician before beginning any program. But go to upstatemuscle.com. UpstateMuscle.com and get Optinos. $30 a bottle. You get 90 pills, and you take three at one time per day with your highest protein meal of the day. That is Optinos. Do it today. You will thank me later. All right. A number of things I want to get to. You can still get in late if you want to. Chris writes, how did John Morant get out of South Carolina and North Carolina? Chris, because nobody knew who he was. I mean, he was an undersized, skinny little guy. I've had a lot of people ask me that. And, you know, the more specifically people ask, well, how did Clemson and how did South Carolina whiff on him? The answer is nobody whiffed on him. I mean, if Duke or North Carolina knew John Morant was going to be this good, don't you think they would have grabbed him? So the point is nobody saw it. Nobody saw it because he was a skinny little kid. I mean, he didn't look like he'd ever amount to anything. It's the same thing as he's not the same player, but it's the same story as the Steph Curry story. Steph Curry was ignored because he was too small. People thought he was puny and that he would never be able to play at that level. So schools like North Carolina and Duke ignored Steph Curry, and one of the greatest shooters in basketball history went to Davidson as a result. It's the same kind of fail. It's the same kind of fail, but it's not really a fail at all. It's not that they were wrong. It's that these players develop later. And sometimes that's just the way it is. You know, in hindsight, yeah, I mean, you can look back and say, man, wouldn't it be great if Clemson had John Morant and could have combined John Morant and Reed? Yeah. John Morant and Marquise Reed would have been a pretty special backcourt. But at the same time, if Duke had John Morant, you could forget about the title. It would just be time to give it to them. And Jones would never see the court except in a reserve role. Well, but no one saw it. You know, that's the problem. Let me see if I can give you some updates. Murray State just wiping the court with Marquette. That game's all over. 3 minutes left. Murray State blowing Marquette out. 79-61. I don't see anything else going on right now. I have to check the scoreboard. There's several things additional things I want to get to. Dwayne Haskins had his pro day. He looked very good. Drew Locke, his pro day was today, I believe. I have not seen anything specific regarding him yet. You know, I find this time of year interesting. It is the Liars time of year. You know, remember the story with the New York Giants? And first it was the Giants might adopt the Kansas City formula. That's what we heard first, which made it seem like they weren't talking about offensive scheme. They were talking about bringing in a quarterback, letting him sit a year. And so given what the Giants had already said about they don't like small quarterbacks. Murray was too small for them. These were the things that leaked out of their system. We were led to believe that the Giants were interested in Haskins. Then in the last 2 weeks or so, more speculation, more reports that the Giants were not interested in quarterback at all. There were several reports on the four-letter network that said Giant sources were saying that they were not interested in quarterback, that they didn't like Haskins. That's what the reports actually said. They didn't like Haskins. Then, like 2 days later, Haskins is his pro day, and eight members of the New York Giants hierarchy show up at his pro day, including Pat Shurmur, the head coach. That doesn't sound like they don't like Haskins. So either they're the biggest liars around, and maybe they are, because they were about Odell Beckham. They said they weren't going to deal Odell Beckham, and then they did. This is what everybody does this time of year. NFL teams lie at this time of year. They're trying to gain whatever advantage they can. They lie whatever way they can. And so as of today, I have no idea whether the Giants are interested in Haskins at all. I don't know if they love him, hate him. You know, in listening to Dwayne Haskins talk and watching him on the whiteboard, I don't think he's a guy you can dislike. It's like, what is there to dislike? He's smart. He's intelligent. He wants to learn. He says the right thing. From a talent standpoint, he can make all the throws an NFL quarterback needs to make. He has elite arm strength. The only thing he lacks at all is his lower body mechanics are a little lacking. He's primarily an arm thrower. And that makes you wonder, you know, as he gets a little older, will he be able to maintain the same type of velocity on the ball? That's one question I would have about him in watching him mechanically. But make no mistake about it, the two best quarterbacks in this draft are Kyler Murray and Dwayne Haskins. And if you need a quarterback and you don't go after one of these guys, like you're the Miami Dolphins, you think you're smarter than everybody else, no, you're actually dumber than everybody else. You cannot wait and rely on what you hope or think will happen, because all sorts of things can change that. You have to act now. If you're a franchise with a quarterback situation like the Miami Dolphins and you don't address it in this draft, you are just plain stupid, invincibly stupid. And right now, I'm starting to think Miami is the dumbest team in the NFL. I mean, I know what their little plan is. Their plan is to self-destruct the tank for Tua thing. Tua has a lot to prove. Tua has a lot to prove this coming season in terms of his NFL worthiness. Now, do I think he can? Yeah, perhaps. But I think Herbert is the number one quarterback in next year's draft. Let me ask you this. Genius is at Miami. What if he blows up his knee next year? What's your plan then? See, that's why it's stupid. You know that old adage about a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush?
It's sort of that kind of thing. You have guys right now, and you need a quarterback right now. I've never heard an NFL team talk about tanking before the start of a season like the Miami Dolphins allegedly are, and all their beat writers are openly reporting on. I've never seen it. I think Goodell ought to call that whole organization into his office and let him know what the penalties for tanking a whole season would be, and it would start with losing your first draft pick. If you're openly talking about and your writers are talking about, you better find a way to shut that noise down, because that's not good for the National Football League business. If I was the commissioner, those people in Miami would all be in my office, and that's what we'd be talking about. We'd be talking about them surrendering their top pick next year. Because I don't think a commissioner could stand idly by and allow what Miami is allegedly planning on doing. And again, from their standpoint, I've never heard such a thing. This is supposed to be a competitive business. If you're such losers that you're going to tank a whole season, then you're destined to do nothing but lose. And this is a newsflash for you. Everybody else in your division has quarterbacks. The only team that doesn't is you. And you're going to wait till next year and hope that the dominoes fall and that things work out and that you get the guy you want? What if the guy you want gets injured? It's why it makes no sense at all. It's just, it's abject stupidity, and that's what Miami is talking about doing. Miami ought to be doing everything they can to move to get one of these two guys, or even Locke. Even Locke. But you ought to be making every move you can right now to get a quarterback and try winning for a change. You know, but if I was Miami, I would be targeting Kyler Murray or Dwayne Haskins, and I would be going all out to get one of those two guys. All out. I mean, I got a news. Here's another thing. There's no guarantee those guys next year are actually going to be better than these two guys. That's what you're thinking. I don't know why you're thinking that. I'm sorry, which guy won the Heisman Trophy? That's right. It was Kyler Murray. It wasn't Tua, right? It was Kyler Murray. What makes you think Kyler? What makes you think Tua is going to be better than Kyler Murray? There is no one on earth who knows that, and quite honestly, I don't think he is. If you ask me, which of those two guys could be a better pro? I'm taking Kyler Murray. So if you're the Miami Dolphins and you have this idiotic master plan, this plan that wound up forcing Adam Gase out because he wanted to win now, he's the only guy who was sane. He's the only guy who understood what he was doing. The rest of you idiots have no idea what you're doing. Look, here's what's going to happen. You're going to have three quarterbacks go in the top 15. If anybody drafts Daniel Jones, they're dumb as can be. All I hear is that Daniel Jones stuff over and over, too. Daniel Jones, because he played for David Cutcliffe. Yeah, he got worse under David Cutcliffe. That's a reason to draft him. People talk about his accuracy. Again, no accuracy. He's completely inaccurate. 56% and 60% the last 2 years, down from 62 in year one. So he's shown no improvement under Cutcliffe. He's averaged 6 yards an attempt every single year. So he is running a short passing game offense. Anybody who watched Duke instead of just talked about Duke would know this. He's a guy who completes 58% of his throws the last 2 years in a passing offense that is built on the short passing game where they're throwing the ball 6 yards per play. I mean, are you kidding me? And you think he's a top 10 pick? The Washington Redskins, if the Washington Redskins take Daniel Jones, you can just close that franchise for good. There are 2.5 quarterbacks at the top of this draft. 2.5. You have Murray, you have Haskins, and you have a half with Locke. The next guy I'm taking a chance on is Tyreek Jackson, just based on his physical skills. And it may not work out. And I'm not taking him too early. I wouldn't take him before round 3. Maybe not before round 4. But he's the next guy I'm taking a shot at. I have no interest in Daniel Jones, none. I don't want him in the first round, second round, third round. I don't want him at all. And I'm not at all sure about Drew Lock. I would take a shot on Lock before I take a shot on Jones, though. The throw that concerns me with Lock is he has a three-quarter throwing motion, and my concern is the drop in the bucket throws. He has trouble with that throw. He doesn't put enough loft on the ball, and that's a problem. We're at Twin Peaks. Come on out and see us. We're hanging out here watching basketball. We'll be here. Come see us.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Flash.
I'm Marco Belletti. Day one of the NCAA tournament. The night games have just gotten going. Florida and Nevada very early on, and it's Nevada with